Why?
I don't know, because I like it. Maybe I want it, like, maybe that's what I want to be when I grow up.
It's Jerrica's Club Corner.
Peacock? Yeah. Ooh, yeah, maybe that's what I've always wanted to be. Like, you know, the MTV maid? Maybe that's what I wanted.
DJ Jazzy Jerrica on the ones and twos.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good name.
Her mic sounds nice.
Aww.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Podcast for Good episode
15.
Well, I'm gonna say we're gonna say 15.
Go well, with it.
My name is Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Combined Fun Drive. My co-host, as always, is
Heather Lucas. I'm the fiscal and policy coordinator for the Combined Fun Drive.
And we are joined by a regular to the program,
Jerrica Ferguson. I handle marketing and.
Yes, she's also a fan of Nicolas Cage and Nickelback.
I like my nickels.
I was waiting for it.
I figured that's how... I like that's my introduction.
Yeah. Look at this girl.
Watch that video.
Yeah. You may be hearing something spectacular right now, and that is because we are very excited. We bought new mics.
Oh, woo! Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, so we sound pretty spectacular. Yeah.
Well, do we sound spectacular? I think we look more spectacular than we sound.
Yeah, we just sound professional now.
That. I don't know about all that.
We sounded professional before, pal.
Have you listened to your own podcast?
Have you?
That was like the worst comeback. Have you?
I don't know.
Whatever.
You?
You're mean. No, you're mean.
Whatever. I'm rubber. You're glue.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Pull out
there
the elementary go. School. We'll meet you at the flagpole at 3:30.
We are releasing this podcast right around Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is obviously one of the more recognized holidays. And we had the intention of actually speaking to a couple of charities, but what we're going to do instead is we're going to go and we're going to talk about the year that was. The annual campaign for 2017 just wrapped up. We have basically all the numbers in, and it was another pretty excellent campaign. The program raised over $5.3 million again in pledges.
Which is Absolutely. Incredible.
Which is incredible. And we were almost 800 donors higher than we were last year.
Wow. We need a clap track time. Right there.
I know. You should get some. Yeah!
Don't worry, I can do that on my phone if you need it.
Okay, thank you. Well, yeah, and also, little known fact, Jerrica did get an iPhone 8 for Christmas.
Yeah, I bought it myself. So it was like my own Christmas present.
Yeah,
myself.
She was like...
Previously, my iPhone 5 shattered into many, many pieces that I was still using. So.
Yes, and it was embarrassing.
I finally became an adult.
As a professional.
Yeah, as a professional. Yeah, so my phone can do magical things now.
Yeah, her phone can do magical things now.
It's a new processor.
So what we're going to do in this particular podcast is we're going to go over the year that was, and we're going to talk about the different events and the new stuff we introduced. And I have a couple questions for you guys.
Oh,
I know you like it when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So first, let's talk about some of the newer stuff that we saw this year. So, and some of them were received with varying levels of enthusiasm.
Well, it was a superhero theme. Let's start off with that.
Yeah,
so
that's a good one. Thank
you. Yeah. So I think the year started off with "You're My Hero" theme, mm-hmm. Which was a pretty good success across a lot of the agencies. They mm-hmm. really responded well to that, which was fun. We dressed up as Ridiculousness superheroes, and made funny videos from that.
Yes.
But essentially, it kind of went into DSHS. They used it as everyday hero, which was really awesome. I think that really gave some good morale over there through this kind of campaign, which was pretty cool. But
yeah, mm-hmm. One of the first things that happened this year that didn't have much to do with the theme in general, but was really exciting, was Spokane had a wine night.
That's yeah. right, in March.
That was really cool. We've never actually done anything like that before over on the east side of the state.
Yeah.
It was the first large-scale event that the CFD put on. It made over $3,400 in one night. It had trivia. It had wine grab bags. It had this really cool staggered silent auction. Mm-hmm. And then it had a live auction. Overall, it was pretty cool.
It was actually
there
at a winery.
Was there hors d'oeuvres or was there a dinner? I don't remember.
It was a dinner. They actually had dinner. They had drinks. It was fun. Yeah. It was a really good night. They're actually planning on doing it again this year as well. So it's one to look out for in Spokane.
Yeah, and that's cool. And shout out to the Spokane folks who actually mm-hmm. put that all together. Yeah. Brandy Pinder.
Number one.
Nice job in her team. You guys were great.
Yeah.
And then the leadership breakfast, of course, is not a new thing, but we had some pretty sweet new speakers this year.
I mean, yeah. Who did we have this year?
We had Mr. Ricardo Lockett. Mm. What did you guys think? Okay, give me your best speakers at the leadership breakfast.
Mm.
Top three. What are your top three?
How do you mean top three? There were like four speakers.
I mean, no, I'm saying give me your top three overall. We've done this event this way for 4 years now, 5 years now. What's your would have been your three favorites? The charities included.
So I'm going to say, oh gosh, can I have like a top five?
Really?
Top five?
I don't know if I can narrow it down to three.
Okay. Well, give me some good ones. Throw some out there.
Christian Page.
Was he your number one?
He's up there.
Okay.
I really enjoyed him.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed Rex, but I always like from Rex, Facing Homelessness.
Rex Holbein from Facing Homelessness.
Yes.
Always has a great presentation.
Always has a good one. Soul Illumination I also really liked.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
And I did like Matt's.
Matt Immersion. From Every Monday Matters.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, Ricardo Lockett was good too. I really liked how he talked about adversity and those things. So.
Sure.
So I'm kind of saying top five. But I also only have been here for not very long to watch as many.
How about you, Ms. Lucas?
So I'm trying to think about past leadership breakfast because it's been a while. I mean, since I've been CFD, I mean, there have been six leadership breakfasts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I remember Paul Johns, who was a Seahawks
rep.
But he had really great moments. I remember him having like these really great moments. But I'd say overall, Christian Page is my number one.
Okay.
And Alejandro from
Olafia. I was going to say, nobody can forget Alejandro.
I love that guy.
Says in here
from
for
Olafia.
That.
Yeah.
He was
spectacular.
Yeah.
I probably would go for my money. Christian Page is definitely up there.
Yeah.
Shout
out Christian Page.
Yeah, out Christian Page, man. Then I would probably go, I think Matt Immersion was one of my favorites. That was pretty good. And then I really enjoyed, I think Alejandro's in there.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even really say all that much.
I know, it's his
But
presence.
He got up there and he has this really great presence. It was very cool.
You saw him at an airport.
I did that.
That was probably your number.
Yeah, that was Philip fangirling all over him.
Yeah, it was weird. We were at the airport of all things and I was sitting there like, because our flight was delayed by an hour or whatever, and I sat down and I carved out about five seats for me, my insane kids, and then like my dad,
all three kids,
yeah, my mom and my dad and my wife. So we had to have this whole little
section.
So there's this one guy. I mean, and Alejandro is an enormous African man.
Yeah.
Like he's like
seven
he's
feet.
6 feet, eight something,
nine
crazy.
Feet tall.
He's crazy tall.
He is tall.
And so I remember, like, looking over and be like, that looks like Alejandro. But, you know, I don't want to be that guy who thinks, you know, everybody looks exactly the same, right? Like, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, man, that is Alejandro. And I got up and I was like, Alejandro? Real softly, like, hey, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
And then he got up. He's like, oh, hello, how are you? And then he met my whole family. It was very cool.
And then your mom, like, fell in love.
At the airport.
And my mom fell in love, and now she has all his soaps.
Yep.
Nice.
Shout out to his soaps.
Yeah. And so then from there, we did, you know, campaign leader trainings. Over the summer, we did recruitments, all that sort of stuff. The
traveled
stuff.
State.
Traveled around the state, invented podcasts for good.
We did. Uh-huh. Congrats, you too.
And then, yes, we love it. And then invented podcasts for good after dark on the road.
Oh, woop, woop.
And then we got into the campaign. So the first week to give happened. And it was the most incredible week we've actually ever had as a program in general. It set records across the board. 1,500 donors, $31,000 worth of pledges.
That's just
incredible.
134 different volunteers and 300 volunteer hours.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Unbelievable.
That's just out of here.
Shout out to Washington State Employees Credit Union for actually giving us
the card
stuff. Then during that time period, we came up with a promotion that I think went well for everybody outside. it was a bit of a stretch for the CFD, and that is the Donut Worry Be Happy promotion, where you could buy $12 worth of usually Krispy Kreme donuts.
Usually.
And
the ones that didn't.
And
get
I made the mistake of telling people we'd hand deliver
in superhero costumes.
Then I made the second mistake. of offering that up to everybody around the state. Yeah.
You offered it to the nooks and crannies of Yakult.
Now I'm going to say this. Okanagan. It's pretty cool to go to like Nacelle. It's pretty cool to go to Green Hill.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Like once you go there and you visit these people and you get to deliver donuts, you get to talk with them. It is awesome. Like that's hands down, that's what I love about it. But I don't think any of us were prepared of how many donuts and how much this, how being a delivery company was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was pretty, yeah. That was pretty
I mean,
insane.
We've already mastered being a fulfillment company like yeah. Amazon. We don't need to master
We don't
need
to be a shit. Yeah, we're...
I think we're all right.
CFDPS.
I think we're all right.
Yeah, CFDPS. We just take over.
And so then I'm just hitting on a couple of the newer ones. So we did a Giving Tuesday promotion for
which
the first
was really
time.
Cool. That was the first cool. one.
And we had $17,000 in new pledges.
That's right.
Just on Giving Tuesday.
Which is incredible because A, this was the first year ever doing it. Mm-hmm. And two, it wasn't like we didn't make this like a mass promotion. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this year mm-hmm. for the Giving Tuesday promotion because I think that we can actually do a little bit more and really spread the message out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think it's going to be a lot. I mean, I'm just excited that yeah. it's something that we've tried for the first time yeah. and it worked
and it worked really good.
And see what's to come.
Yep.
I really like that you said A and two.
Did I really?
Yeah.
What?
A, yeah. this,
like
A, two,
this,
this.
Two, this.
Oh,
I love
A
that.
And B.
Well, yeah.
One and
well,
two.
You
like
know.
That.
I love that.
Literally.
That's how
I
it
like
is.
It.
Literally.
I literally love it.
Do you guys, like, honestly?
Literally.
Honestly, do you love it?
I literally can't even.
You can't even?
No.
Well, struggle is real. Continue. Yeah.
So then we had three other sort of smaller promotions that happened. So we had Buffalo Wild Wings, who did a cool thing where percentage of the bill went to them. We made about $100 off that.
That was during March Madness.
That was during the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Father's Day and graduation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Froyo, from the 14th through the 18th of August, you could go to any library in the greater Olympia area, basically. Mm-hmm. And we made about $125 off of that.
Which was awesome.
And then the Tacoma Rainiers did three different fundraiser games, and we made almost $900 off of that.
Which is amazing. We need to go this year.
Yeah,
that was
we'll
pretty
go
cool.
to Tacoma Rainiers games.
Mm-hmm. They're yes. fun.
Another one that happened was, of course, the disaster relief campaigns. There was some point in like August or September yeah. where it felt like every day had a new disaster.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was hard.
It was unbelievable.
That was really hard.
And I don't know if that's like a symptom of like we watch the news now so intensely. Like those things probably happen.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
It could be, but like it seems to be now that they are affecting a lot more people.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is so interesting is looking at the state employees across Washington, the donors, and even the public that reach out and say, what is the CFD doing? How can I donate to Harvey? How can I donate to Puerto Rico? How can I donate across the country? It's not just a state employee program here in Washington. I mean, we even went down to Vegas. We had charities going down helping out at the mass shooting down there. Mm-hmm. And we had people asking, how do I help? How do I get those? Mm-hmm. And to be that resource of saying, you know, talk to Bloodworks Northwest, talk to these blood drives, talk to these charities going down there helping with first responders. I don't think that many states have the ability to do that. And I think it's incredible that we have that ability and that the donors want that.
Yeah.
The donors want
we had and, numerous yeah. donors to say to us that that disaster relief page was one of their favorite web pages that got put up.
Yeah.
Which was odd because it was thrown together.
So professionally?
Yes. I mean, that many, we have done disaster relief campaigns in the past.
Yeah.
We have never, ever had to do that many at
to
one time.
Well, I think,
to host all
right.
well, I think that relief. Was something interesting this year when we all talked about it. I mean, we talked about it with our advisory council where we went, is this something we should have? I mean, is this something that we should look to have a full page of where you can click each disaster? Because I think each of us were like, is this something that's, you know, what we should move towards? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I think this year just really captured that we have to have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to have it. There's no doubt that we have to have a disaster page set up for the year just through natural disasters and sadly, you know, things that happen.
So we also then had the standard stuff. We had your football ticket online auction, which raised $3,600.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's where we did the Seahawks tickets. We had the masquerade ball, which made close to $37,000.
Woohoo!
And then we had the run CFD, which netted about $7,100. The golf for veterans tournament, which netted about $13,000. And then we had a Department of Corrections golf tournament, which netted about 26,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So those are some of the major highlights. What, here's a question for you guys. What was your favorite event of 2017? CFD.
Wow.
What was your favorite?
My favorite event?
Yeah.
Well, I honestly would have to probably say the Masquerade Ball because of the art gallery. I get to curate the art gallery.
Yes, you do.
And it's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's something that, of all the events that we do, like, I get a little more of a hands-on into, whereas other events like golf tournaments or runs or some of those promotions that are online, I could type up something, I could put it together, but that might be the most that I get to put into it. So this one, I get to do a little more. Yeah. It's a lot of work, that whole Masquerade Ball, but I think that's probably
it's well worth it.
It's a ton of work.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
It's well worth it, though.
Yeah. So I think that's probably mine.
It's cool.
Yeah. My favorite, I'm going to say two, but my number one is the Leadership Breakfast.
Yeah.
I just love it. I just, like, I get myself pumped.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you guys are doing, I mean, Philip, you're standing up on stage doing it. I'm just, like,
you get
sitting.
To do it all.
I'm sitting, eating.
Massive ego.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting and, like, just tweeting and stuff. But, like, I think that's
like
one
a
of my.
Millennial.
I know, totally. Hashtag
what a
work. But I think that's one of my favorite. I think it's just, it kicks off the year. And for me, I'm just like, yeah, this is what we're doing. But then my second one was actually for this year, particularly, was actually the run.
Run CFD.
What I love about it, and I know that we have plenty of events that go on that volunteers just crush it out of the water and they just do it themselves and they're totally able to do it. And one of the things I love about the run is just where they've come from where the run was to the run is. And how much enthusiasm the volunteers at DRS are and how much work and effort they put in to just having a blast, even when times are tough during the run, whether it's pouring down rain, which it was 2 years ago, to this year where it's hot and sunny and, you know, they're running around making it work. And I just think it's really awesome to see that group grow. From where they were to now. And I just enjoy it. I think it's fun. Everyone dresses up as superheroes, depending on the theme. And it was just, it's fun to see all the kids out and families just running around doing something for a really good cause that was helping homeless backpacks. Yeah. And I just thought it was really cool.
That's cool.
That.
I like, I mean, that was a pretty good event. And they have improved it year over year, which is something that's pretty cool.
Yeah. They try and find something really new each year, which is awesome.
Yeah.
What was your top favorite?
I always tend to like the Leadership Breakfast.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Because
it feeds your massive ego.
It feeds, first of all, it feeds my massive ego.
Yeah.
I'm up there and people are staring just at me.
Yeah. Listening just to you.
Listening just to me.
Yeah. No one else ever speaks.
No one else. I need everyone in this crowd to shut up.
You notice also.
Put your coffee down.
Yeah.
I'm about to start.
None of us, when you asked us about our favorite Leadership Breakfast speaker, none of us said you.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
Did it hurt
not
your
even
feelings?
I said me, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Like, could you imagine me going, you know, my favorite speaker was actually me.
So you guys didn't think I did a great job, huh?
It wasn't me.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of times my part is always like I'm delivering numbers and tangible things.
Yeah, but when you are talking about some things, I remember there was a new thing this year, the breakfast that happened, Snow King County, their committee.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things that you were saying there, I was like, damn, Philip is on point this morning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
You speak very well, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Stop
boosting his ego.
I know. Stop feeding my
Hey,
continue feeding my massive ego.
Please pay me.
People obviously who know me know that I'm one of those like saps that like will stop at like the quote of the day on Facebook or watch the inspirational video about the young child who gets hugged by his dad coming back from like Afghanistan.
Yeah. And it just makes you want to cry.
So I'm definitely one of those people who's locked in anything that motivates you. And that's why the Leadership Breakfast is my favorite.
Nice.
And that's why I think when we put it on, it's so much fun because like when you go to some breakfasts at time to time that involve charity, it's always like, we're going to listen to the MC.
Yeah.
We're going to pretend that he's funny.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna pretend that the agenda is moving smoothly,
mm-hmm.
and that guy's not fumbling around with the PowerPoint presentation on the screen. And then we're gonna get to the part where the cable captain pulls out his or her envelope, and I put in my $10.
Yeah.
And we get out of here.
Yeah. I like it's not an ask.
I like the Leadership Breakfast is different than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, That's
yeah,
just
that
kind of
it's not an ask, that it's not that agenda kind of
yeah.
fumbly business.
And I honestly like the challenge. Every year you got to try and find somebody else who's like as good a speaker as the last
yeah,
person.
Yeah, that's true.
You
yeah.
know, and that's tough to do.
Yeah.
So that's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
All right. How about your favorite moment of 2017?
Well, favorite moment for both of you, it should be me joining the team.
Wow.
Wow.
I was gonna say, March 6th like, should be remember. Your favorite anniversary date ever.
Yesterday.
Write that down.
Huh? March 6th. No, I mean, I have a hard time remembering yesterday or last
yeah?
week.
Yeah.
You're asking me for a favorite moment?
Yeah, favorite moment.
Gross.
I know.
I mean, it has to be. Okay, so my favorite moment is actually, there's plenty of moments, but the one that I'll say on the air is actually going across the state with you, filming me running across the state
for CFD, the leadership breakfast.
Yeah, for the leadership video.
Leadership. Wow, little jumbo shrimp going
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, little thing.
So we're going to do a little Bo Peep for next year's theme.
Well, I can't speak. Yeah. But yeah, no, ran across the street for the video was just hilarious. And I think that kind of moment for me was like, am I really doing this? Mm-hmm. Did I join the right team here? No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
But I think that was a big one that I was like, wow, this is a lot going on. But
yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun going across the state doing that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. I know. It's fun.
Yeah.
I know.
I know. It's
fun.
It's
no big deal.
It's fun.
I mean, run
well, then that's a good one. All right, so we obviously the other thing we'll do a little bit different. We hitting on what you said. We do video content.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite of the CFD videos this year? Heather Luca, did you watch any of my well-produced videos?
I know I'm a jerk.
Oh wow.
I did come up with a favorite moment.
What was your favorite moment?
So I'll answer that question of yours then.
Okay.
Actually, oddly enough, I really, really did enjoy the ethics portion of the training that we
yeah?
did for the campaign leader.
Why is that? That's wow, that is so random. Why is that?
I know, right?
No, give it to me.
Well, it was something that there had to be enough research and enough background into it to provide everybody with like the accurate data so mm-hmm. that they could be like, oh, this is how I go and procure items, or I can or cannot have a raffle,
yeah.
or how I have a fundraiser that actually doesn't violate any gambling rules. But mm-hmm. then also the back and forth between volunteers.
There was
I
a lot of
a
questions.
Lot.
They asked a lot of good questions.
Yeah.
That is a really unique one.
You're welcome.
But
good
I
job.
Think I think you did touch on it, Mark. I think that's the cool thing about what we do is we have the ability to actually speak to volunteers and speak to them on a level that they want to. What's cool is like they want to understand so well, so then they can bring it
yeah.
back to their office and run a campaign that's
yep.
proper.
Yep.
And I think that's what's cool, and you get to engage with a volunteer that way.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite video, though, going back to what you were
yes.
asking, I'm actually, I mean, all of them, but obviously all of them.
My number one is all of them.
Because actually you did a really great job producing them. But I will say that the MLK, Martin Luther King Jr.
That was your
Family
favorite
Outreach
one.
Center was my favorite. Out in Spokane.
Yeah.
I really loved them. Like, I just think that Frida,
yeah.
Who runs that over there, her story or message is amazing. And
right.
that one, for me, I just love, like, watching that. And then I already brought up Facing Homelessness, but that one was really cool. Talking to Sarah and Rex there about the projects that they're working on was really, really amazing
yeah.
to watch those videos. And then my third was,
wow,
I have a lot, was the you Maple Valley
do.
Food Bank.
She is the marketing person.
I am.
She
She's got to like this creative stuff.
Yeah, a little
true.
Bit.
Yeah.
Just a baby bit.
Yeah,
yeah
so don't give me crap for not watching nothing.
Okay, fiscal policy person.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why she said
ethics. Ethics was her
I'm
favorite.
I'm a nerd over here.
Because
yeah.
she's a fiscal. Oh, you can keep your damn videos.
Yeah.
I was all about the ethics.
Yeah, that tells you. And then the Maple Valley Food Bank was also
sure.
a really good one
sure.
for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I think probably my favorite was Facing Homelessness.
Yeah.
It was one of the first ones where I went, oh, this is like.
Sarah did an excellent job.
Nice looking.
Nice, but the production value was
it was good
this time.
Yeah, because sometimes you go to a charity and you're like you start to film them and you're like Where can we go to film to interview you? And they're like, let's try this broom closet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, this it's horribly lit, and the sound bounces off the walls, and like the imagery behind them is just like a dank white wall. There's nothing going on. That one had all of the that one had all the components put together, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, then speaking of, I mean, they started off Facebook, so that's how they started their organization. So they visually have tons of things that you can look at during that
and Rex
video.
Was an architect, so he does probably have a nice space.
Yeah, well, that was what was interesting.
It's actually out of a church.
The space itself wasn't all that, like...
They just have, like, a little unit, probably the size of this room, actually.
Yeah.
And with, like, a big window. And what was cool, though, is they put up art from... individuals that are homeless, that they've created art, so they have art on their walls, and then they also have portraits, so all the black and white images that you've seen that he takes, they have a mass wall of of them. Yeah, so visually in there is really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, most impressive person you met.
Me.
Goodness.
Most impressive person you met.
At least I didn't say your mom.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Well, that
thanks
was actually the most impressive thing I've met.
Kerrigan out of it.
She is impressive.
Yeah.
Don't get
she
me
is
wrong.
Impressive.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Most impressive person I've met?
That you met last year. Last year.
From work.
From work. I mean, not, like, in general.
That's hard.
I know.
Because I literally just named, like, eight people.
You did.
You
just
did.
Now.
You
did. I think...
Ricardo Laca was in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's impressive. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, and pretty I'll impressive. Tell you, he spoke really well.
Yeah, he did.
I was like...
His message is really,
his message
really
is cool.
Yeah.
His message is cool. Like, everything about... overcoming all that stuff, it's very neat.
I'm gonna say actually Alejandro, though, because this is the first year I've actually met him. Because
you met him for the first time.
Really met him. I mean, I've seen him in the office and stuff when I wasn't CFD.
Yeah,
sure.
And but I never spoke with him, and this time I actually got to speak with him when we were on the tour, and it really understood what him and Rose do.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and
to
they're
actually
pretty impressive organization
too. Understand they what they do. Yeah. That was nice. Yeah. I think he is probably the most impressive person I've met. Just he gets it. Like, he gets the message, he gets what's going on politically, he gets what's going on in the face of, you know, sometimes fear when he's traveling. And so he's impressive.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That was pretty crazy to hear him talk about all the things that that they are going to eventually have to deal with.
Yeah.
Because of his company and Toga relations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not gonna be pretty.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me? I probably actually I just was impressed with Frida Gandhi from the Martin Luther King Family Outreach Center. Somebody who kind of grew up with some goals from a tougher neighborhood in Spokane, got pregnant early, chose to still try and pursue those goals, was challenged by the idea of, like, now I have a kid and I want to go to college. How's this going to work? I don't have any money.
Yeah.
She found the Martin Luther King Family Outreach Center to then go from that to going to school, graduating, and then eventually becoming the executive director of the Martin Luther King Family Outreach Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool, like, it's such a cool cycle, that, like, I found it really inspirational. The other thing I find with folks like that, and another name that I'll mention is Joshua Halle, who I met at Maple Valley Food Bank. Another guy who was getting into trouble, and he actually got assigned to Maple Valley Food Bank as a result of community service.
Yeah.
And he ended up loving it so much that he ended up becoming the warehouse coordinator there. And he sees friends of his now come to the food bank for services.
Yeah.
What I always find so cool about those type of people is they mention their struggles almost like it's nonchalant.
Sure.
Like it is just the definition of who they are, and they almost shrug it off like, well, yeah, that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
And I just love that stuff. And I love that. So how, like, these people, like, they barrel forward through all of these different, like, experiences they have and places they go, and they just go, yeah, I mean, that's what I had to deal with.
Yeah. Well, somebody that, I mean, I don't want to play favorites as far as podcast goes, but Lindsay Stover from Harbor Wild Watch.
You did like her.
I did.
You liked her a lot.
That was a great podcast.
Yeah, and she is also on, I think it was a list like a 30 under 30. So she is young, and she's an executive director at a nonprofit.
Yeah.
That is making a super big difference.
Right. Yeah, and she was cool.
Yeah.
She had, I mean, first of all, her organization was very cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You know who I forgot, but I just remember while you were talking, was Joe Kane. I was actually very impressed by him.
From Nisqually Land Trust.
Yeah. That was a fun day that we did for a video. But I also really loved talking with him, because while you were video shooting the rest of the team, I actually was working with him and two other guys and pulling the Himalayan.
Right. Super interesting dude, right?
Himalayan blackberries.
He had he worked for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And then he came here and met with Billy Frank Jr. And they're like, Nisqually Land Trust. And he was like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
And it was just like so cool. And he's like a massive runner. And just like being able to like actually work with him physically, like hands on and talking about just the randomest things, but just getting to know an individual. He was something I was like, you're cool. Like I kind of want to get to know you. Mm. Just seem
his
like
coolness can rub off.
I know, pretty much. I need to be cooler. So,
I'd be remiss. Another duo that I found myself really loving was The Safe Place.
Mm, yes, yeah. Because you did love that interview.
I did love that interview. Yeah. I thought it was really cool. Safe Place does a lot, but
they do.
They were. That was a spectacular conversation.
It was a good
between them. What was your? That leads me to this. What was your favorite podcast?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a podcast of a podcast. It's like Inception. It's
you
like
think
a
that
dream
I listen to your guys' podcast?
See, look at that.
I actually do. Just kidding. I actually do. I
want to say something first. Full disclosure on podcasts. Okay. We had been batting around the idea. Heather Lucas, had you listened to a podcast before you began doing podcasts?
No.
There you go.
Why? Does it sound like it?
No. You actually are a natural at this.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But it was, I believe it's a first to have a producer of a podcast and the co-host of a podcast having never actually listened to it.
I had intentions to listen to one, and then I never got my phone to actually work in.
Well, let me ask you this.
To download one.
Let me ask you this. Have you subscribed to our podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's Google Play, though, which is fine. Which is good.
Nice.
It's
our,
whatever.
It's just
our
one.
Whatever. It's
fine. You can find us on Google Play and iTunes.
Android versus iTunes. Fine.
It's fine. It's whatever.
All right. Anyway, go. I just wanted to do that caveat. Go ahead.
For the charity, I'm going to do two. I'm going to do After Dark, and then I'm also going to do.
Okay.
I love it. I love that you
have so many.
I can't just name one.
She is the best. I love the list.
Ask me a question. I have six.
What's
answers.
Your favorite? Well, I'll tell you what my favorite is in a four part answer.
One, B, C. Four.
A, 2, 17, 34, B.
Okay, so first off.
Bullet point. Go.
First bullet point.
First off is for the CFD After Dark. Yep. My favorite one is Bellingham. That's probably my favorite one just because that was one of our first ones that we did. And I crushed it at trivia, so that was cool.
Nice.
But I actually really like that one, particularly because we really got into – kind of a good discussion between you and I about what is affecting Bellingham and how they give and why their giving may not reflect of what the need is in Bellingham. And I think that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I really liked doing that podcast. And then my second one, the one I really love most for the CFD one is actually when you guys spoke with visiting nurses.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really enjoyed that podcast. Yeah.
Visiting Nurses. You like that one the most.
Because, mm-hmm. that was the first one. Like, there were two for me that stood out, like, early on.
I like Safe Place.
So Visiting Nurses was the one where I was just like,
I don't know why.
This is great. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. It was just something. It was just, the way that you guys just, I don't know, the way the conversation just flowed, I was really captivated by how she spoke about.
I was very captivated.
Yeah, no, like when I was listening to her, I would like actually pause. So normally I'll pause them in my car and then walk into the building or something.
Yeah.
And I actually listened walking into the building. So I actually have my phone.
Oh, so we kept you.
It kept me, listening.
It kept you engaged,
baby. See, and the other one I would say that was my favorite was, again, an early one. But it was because
oh, I
a a person suggested that we interview Yoga Behind Bars.
Yeah.
So an actual donor was like, I think you guys should interview this organization. Mm-hmm. They're great. They do great work. And we were like, well, okay.
Yeah.
So we asked and they came on and I thought that was a really awesome conversation.
They were pretty fabulous. Yeah. I liked them too.
Yeah, we did make a yoga video. Did you think about that when you were asking about videos?
I did not think about our side yoga video.
That was a spectacular video.
That yoga video was definitely awesome.
Yeah.
That was something. Was awesome. That was definitely something.
That was definitely something.
It was one thing.
It was something.
Not sure if it was awesome, but it was
But it was things.
Yeah,
it was funny.
It was funny.
The other day it was funny.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, obviously, for a podcast for good, I obviously... Safe places there. I don't know. I don't know why that was so good. First of all, I think probably number one, we are living, I mean, right now in this sort of moment we're in, we are navigating through, the role of females and, you know, trying to bust through and trying to
be careful here.
And sorry, I know.
Now I was getting nervous.
We're navigating through what it is to be an empowered female.
Yeah.
And I think that there are oppositional forces to that at play, right? Because the status quo is that doesn't exist. And then on top of which, to hear them talk about like this issue, which is just one of the most heartbreaking issues that I see.
Yeah.
Was really I just found it incredibly compelling.
Yeah.
Because it has been, especially now and after that interview with them, I don't even think the hashtag Me Too movement, any of that stuff,
was
existing
in
space.
No,
it blew up after that, and everything that I thought about when it came to the Me Too stuff and all the news that came, I literally would call back to the conversations with Safe Place.
Yeah.
Right. And we had really deep. Topical conversation, and it was just great.
Yeah, your guys' conversation about gaslighting, actually, I replayed that portion because I wanted to rehear again because I listened to podcasts while I cook. And so I was like, wait. And I actually replayed that section because I thought it was really important to understand because after listening to that, you go, wait a minute. This has happened.
Yeah, this has happened to me.
This has happened to me, and I didn't have a term to describe that.
Yeah.
And it really does open your mind up to that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's such a topical issue right now. The idea of, like, female empowerment and, like, getting away from things that traditionally have harmed women that society found acceptable, right? Like, you don't get to escape, like, abusive relationships because what are you going to do by yourself? You're just a female. You're just, you know, right? To be able to, like it's cool that we had that exact conversation at that moment.
Yeah.
And then basically a month later, we're having a real conversation as a whole. About, like, what's
society
happening.
Society is actually
pretty
involved.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool.
That's
true.
Then my favorite, I think, after dark was probably Halloween.
That was fun.
I really love talking Halloween, and we
our movies are so great.
Yeah, and we are, full disclosure to people, to the 12 people who listen.
Landon.
Hey, Landon.
And
new intern Elise.
And our new intern Elise, thanks for listening. We are going to actually do a couple more of those sort of fun
movie.
CFT gets to get together and just talk about fun stuff that we like.
Yeah.
Because we want people to get to know us. So I think those are my two favorites.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you said, what'd you say?
I like that you remember. Thank you. I said Yoga Behind Bars and Visiting Nurses.
So cut that out of the thing.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, keep that in.
It.
Oh, shut up.
Mansplaining.
Yeah, don't mansplain to me how to do my
job. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Take that part out.
Keeping it all.
So we've looked back at some of the cooler stuff that happened last year. I want to look forward to this year. I want to ask you guys your one resolution, or in Jerrica's case, resolution 1 and B.
Yeah.
a resolution for you personally involved with the CFD, and then a resolution for the actual program. What
hashtag
do you...
pay me more. Nice. No. It's a big, lofty goal for the CFD. It's not something I don't think that will be accomplished within a year, but steps to get there definitely will happen and be groundwork would be laid. But to get the CFD paid for, like all of our administrative costs entirely paid for, that is something that I think is admirable, but I also think that it's doable.
Oh, wow.
It's something probably with smaller steps. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's something I
would. Love that goal.
Yeah.
When we sat down and we planned that out, I thought
that was our retreat. The best. Yeah.
That was a great goal.
Yeah.
What about personally?
I want to do more
involved with the program, of course. Like, not personally, like, I would like to eat less dairy.
Is that someone's...
Have you heard of cheese?
No. I don't know if that's possible. Cheese and chocolate.
Personally with the program? How do you mean personally with the program?
Like, would you like to personally try and accomplish yourself? Like, what would you like to see?
Well, we are signed up for grant writing classes, mm-hmm. So I'm going to write some grants.
You want to become a grant writing expert.
I'm going to get us grants.
You're going to get us some grants, girl.
Yeah, so that will go into
That's your bigger problem. Look at you. Your personal goal matches the program goal. I mean, it's neat and tidy, man.
You got a good employer.
You're up, Jerrica. No pressure.
Yeah. Hashtag pay me more.
It better be neat and tidy like Heather's.
Yeah. What's that? There's too much pressure here.
I know.
Okay. So my first one for the goal for the program, I actually really like setting the goal for being a leader in philanthropy.
Yeah,
I think that's a really important one. Nice. I really want us to really push out there and really talk to more charities and give resources and tools for them, which includes also being able to give better access to our donors in state government to these charities that they're actually getting the money for. So I really want to move towards that for the program. My second thing for myself, though, so really the first thing for myself, because part A of B.
There we go.
There it is.
So the thing, though, for myself for the program, I would say one of the bigger things that I want to do is actually, this sounds weird, like, but communicate more. So, like, communicate better with each of the individual programs, volunteers. I want to learn how to kind of get the message out more about CFD. I think a lot has shifted over the years for it going from what does CFD even stand for to me walking yesterday on campus, and this guy was like, oh, where do you work? And I was like, oh, at the Washington State Combined Fund Drive. And he's like, wait, the CFD, the thing that does the thing, like that does that masquerade ball thing? And I was like, yeah, that thing, right? Mm-hmm. I want it to be like not a question of what it is. I want the acronym to kind of be a little bit more known and their name to be known. And I want it to be because we're leading in state government and leading in philanthropy for our charities. So
excellent.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is that neat and tidy for you, sir?
That was pretty good.
Good.
That's a good
Your
start.
Turn. No pressure. No pressure. Good start. Dig deeper.
good start. Dig deeper. I think for the program, you guys have heard me say this before. I think for the program, I would like for the program to become more intentional. I mean by that is that we are really, really lucky to be so involved with so many different, like, plugged in active volunteers, people who work 40 hours a week, and then they do the combined fund drive for us at like no cost to the program, really. And one of the challenges with that is you want to say yes to absolutely anything and everything you possibly can. And we have historically done that because we want to like, you know, be viewed as like we're on everything. But I think that one thing that I have found is that we can do that, but we can do it even smarter. I still want to be there for all of our volunteers, but we have gotten to a point now as a program where I want us to be able to maximize exactly what we can offer to the volunteers.
Yeah. So intention,
So be more intentional about the things that we develop. Right. Be more intentional about looking at different promotions and events and being really honest with ourselves. Like, is this a CFD promotion or event that we should, you know, do and put our name behind? Because now we have this sort of branding power behind us. Personally, this doesn't wrap into the neat and tidiness of being intentional. But I always like to try new things. It's weird because I want to be more intentional and yet I want to try new things. On a personal level, what that kind of means is I want to try different ways of doing the podcast, different ways of doing videos, different ways that like, you know, maybe like find a different new thing that goes inside the masquerade ball.
Yeah.
I like always with the events that we currently have, I like always trying to think of other cool ways to make people.
I also like that you said the new things thing because there were a few years ago. Like the year-long mantra, no new things. Mm-hmm. And then we did new things anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, just be honest with ourselves.
We've done new things.
We try new things.
Repeatedly.
We try new things. And part of it is because we want our donors to really like what we do and we want to be fresh. And the other part is, what if we got bored with stuff?
Yeah. Well, and I think, though, too, you have to look at the program. It's a creative program, right? Yeah. It's not that we're just pushing paperwork across the desk and it's just your normal payroll program. It is something where we're creating content for the donor to go out and realize that there's more out there than just the paycheck. There's volunteering. There's actually events that you can attend, public events you can attend, tournaments you can attend. Mm-hmm. And I think employees are realizing that this is something that can really be fun in the workplace, mm-hmm. that on top of those 40-hour work weeks, you actually can kind of get to know your teammates on a level that actually boosts work, actual, mm-hmm. truly does produce work,
yeah.
And on top of makes the workplace way more fun. I know that all of us have a ton of fun in the back where we work, but that's also because we're doofuses. So,
yeah,
it's a little bit. Yeah, and by we, I meant you two, but it's
oh,
fun.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I got no shame.
Shameless.
No, I think I've proven that I have no shame.
Yeah.
Another one that I really like, I want us to make our volunteers and donors feel more gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we've done enough to show gratitude
to our volunteers.
Yeah. I think we could even do better.
Oh, absolutely.
I think after the Donut Worry campaign, we realized when we just went into the office
people
of how big of a deal walking out to Nacelle, I think really for me when I was with you on that was like, that was awesome. She took us around to each of her supervisors. It was like, look who's here. Mm-hmm. Look who's here. And me and Philip were like, just us. Like, who's here? Okay. You know? And
you're like, wait.
Wait,
us?
Oh, you mean.
Yeah. Who's behind me?
Yeah. And it kind of, for me, went, this is way more important because these people don't get to see you.
Yeah.
This is way more important because it's not just Olympia. It's way more important. It's not just Spokane. It's, we're actually getting out. And so I do agree, is even if it takes the time, it is really important to these individuals to feel that support that they may not feel always in their own offices. So I think it is really important. I think you touched on it, is that gratitude and really thanking them is a good push for this coming year.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I like it.
Yeah. Cool. And so
we'll
wrap up with this. The gratitude part kind of leads perfectly into upcoming events. So we talk a little bit about upcoming events. We are in that phase now where we are doing recognition events anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
So, for those who are volunteers and do listen to us, we do have the recognition events set for almost every single area. The only one that we don't is Whatcom right now. But we do have it set for Thurston County. It'll be March 2nd, at the Little Creek Casino, in Shelton.
Yeah.
And then, February 7th is the Spokane Recognition Event. It's a cool luncheon. We're doing it at Steam Plant Grill, which is delicious.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
I'm really pumped.
And also high class.
Super class.
Far beyond.
Oh, my.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then finally on March 15th at King County, they are having the recognition event at the Shoreline
School
District.
Center?
Something like
that. It used to be the Shoreline High School.
Yeah but now it's Shoreline Community Center.
I think
which is awesome. It's a cool little venue there, and they're going to have caterers, and it's, all three of those are superhero themes, so you'll expect photos of Mr. Kerrigan in a Batman.
Some sort of superhero getup.
And a tutu.
Do you also how I didn't go in order? What?
Yeah.
I went like March 2nd, February 8th, and
hey,
then back.
What?
B. A1B, I guess.
No, that was just, he's just picking and going with
personally,
it.
Personally, I'd like to get my calendar down.
Yeah. Actually, that's
a big
one.
My months of the
year.
Girl.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think
tighten
everyone.
Tighten up that calendar. Yeah. Tighten up that calendar.
Yeah. And so other than that, we don't have much else on.
Oh, I do have one.
Oh.
Right now until the end of January, you can actually sign up for, if you're looking to promote fitness and also donate your funds to charity. If you register with Curves for Women here in Tumwater, you can actually, $25 of that registration will go to the combined fund drive. Thanks to our volunteers that actually set this up. So you can find more information on our website too.
L&I volunteers. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's a cool one, and it's something that they want to do and kick off. It's been going on for the past month, so it ends the end of January.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We aren't going to completely abandon new initiatives. We will have some new fun stuff. We are planning a trivia night with a partnership with Rogue Brewery at some point.
Yeah.
We will obviously be making the Masquerade Ball bigger and better and with new stuff. the employee security department softball tournament will be a bit bigger and include more people. So there will be some stuff that you'll hear us from here on out. But overall, it was a fun year in the CFD. It was a busy year. It was a really busy year. But I personally am very excited for what we're going to be able to provide donors and volunteers and charities for the year to come.
I completely agree. And you can always keep up to date with what we're doing here on the Podcast for Good podcast.
That's right. So keep listening, people. We love that you listen. We love that you listen, Landon.
Yay, Landon.
I love that you listen, Dad. Mom, you still got work to do.
Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Kerrigan.
I mean, come on now.
My mom listens. Shout out.
Nice. So we thank everybody for being a part of the campaign last year. And we really hope that you guys remain a part of it for the year to come. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.